In this bonus episode, Joey, Keishi, and Valerie speak openly about a topic that is often misunderstood, opioid withdrawal. They describe not just the physical pain, but the emotional toll, anxiety, and overwhelming fear that withdrawal brings. For many patients, it's not the drug they are chasing. It's the desperate need to avoid the crushing symptoms of withdrawal. As you listen, consider this. How might understanding the fear of withdrawal help you build more compassionate, trauma-informed care plans for patients with opioid use disorder?
Joey, can you talk a little bit, help healthcare providers understand what it feels like to be in withdrawal from opioids?
Yeah, it's constant, like, sweats, stomach aches, achy muscles. Your body just, like, hurts in general. You can't sleep. You're restless. Like, it's just the most uncomfortable thing, I mean, that I've ever endured in my whole life. I've never been so uncomfortable.
And so when you're feeling that discomfort, what are you thinking you need to do?
How can I get some money or get whatever I need to get, and meaning another shot or whatnot? Sorry, I lost my train of thought there for a second. But it's almost hard to go out and hustle up anything too in that state.
Sure.
Because you're so uncomfortable and you feel like crap, and you, like, I don't know if I can say this, except you may be a little poopy or whatnot, and you can't be out on the streets. You have to be in the bathroom or something. So it's just, it's horrible. It's okay.
Keishi, could you speak a bit to what it feels like to experience opioid withdrawal so that healthcare providers can better understand and empathize with that experience?
It is one of the most uncomfortable feelings. I always said I just wanted to climb out of my own body, like literally rip my skin off and just get away from myself. It's nausea. It's chills. It shakes. It's vomiting. I am such a bad vomiter all the time. It is sometimes uncontrollable diarrhea, but for me, it was body aches and restless legs. That is the feeling where you just want to come out of your own skin and your teeth chattering. It feels like the worst flu of your life. And I used to not believe people, that everyone would be like, you can't die from being dope sick. You can't die from being dope sick. And I'm like, I'm going to be the first person to die from being dope sick. I'm going to die right now.
People have died in jail from being dope sick because of the diarrhea and the dehydration if that goes untreated. So, no, it shouldn't kill you, but if unattended to, right?
No, and those symptoms can kill people. And I think that's important to realize compassionate care too. Like, people in withdrawal, it is a real thing. It is incredibly painful and uncomfortable. Like, my teeth chatter uncontrollably. And they need treated. And like I said, even if you're not literally dying, you certainly feel like it is a high probability.
And there's this stigmatizing belief that suffering will lead people to never want to use drugs again. Was that your experience?
Absolutely not. It made me want to never not have drugs on me. The fear of going into withdrawal, I think that it is a significant driving factor in opioid use. I would start panicking about going into withdrawal, like, before I was even, like, all the way down or not high. And I think it's that fear. You know what's coming. And so you are on your hustle to re-up or make sure you have something to not experience that. I think the thought of going into withdrawal is a significant driving factor in continued opioid use. And that is why medication-assisted recovery is so important to mitigate the symptoms. And I think it's huge. It's life-changing.
And why it's important not to over-administer too much naloxone to put people into that kind of uncomfortable withdrawal, because what are they likely to go do after that?
Use. And then that, like I said, it starts that very exhausting cycle of going to use and then possibly experiencing another overdose. And people see it as some sort of personal failure in the patient, but they are just trying to mitigate those symptoms in the only way they have available to them.
Thank you for listening to Joey, Keishi, and Valerie share their experiences so honestly. Their stories remind us that withdrawal is more than a clinical term. It's a lived, often terrifying experience. As a healthcare clinician, acknowledging the fear of withdrawal and validating the patient's experience can be the first step in building trust. The next time you meet a patient who has a substance use disorder, ask yourself, how can I better support them through this fear rather than judge them for it? This bonus podcast was developed by Interstate Postgraduate Medical Association, the California Academy of Family Physicians, and Perfectly Flawed Foundation, with support from an independent educational grant provided by the Opioid Analgesics REMS program companies. For more information, please visit core-rems.org.